Pei. Today's daf is daf Samach Tes in Maseches Adarim. Again, there's not so much Gemara on today's daf. We'll try to fill in the time as we usually try to do. Okay, fifth line. We're even going to start on daf Samach Tes today and end on daf Samach Tes today. Bez Hashem. Boy Rava, fifth line of Samach Tes Amud Aleph. Yesh She'ela B'Hakeim O Ein She'ela B'Hakeim. We know the Av and the Baal have the power of Hakama or Hafara. They could be making the Nether. They could affirm the Nether. Once they affirm the Nether, if they do Kiyum, could they go again, then be Shoel on their Kiyum? Again, we discussed this already in the Ran. We assumed yes. That was the, but now the Gemara is asking the question, is it possible? Yesh She'ela B'Hakeim or Ein She'ela B'Hakeim? The Ran says, what's the Safek? Do we view the Kiyum as a type of quasi-neder itself? Says the Ran about the sixth line or so, in sixth wide line, im kiyem ha-neder v'nishal bo ba-yom al-hakim, mi matzer mefer bo ba-yom alo. Right, do we say, or skip two lines, nir ba-einai, v'af al-gav de-behafer lo shayach she'elo de-bishlam ha-hasam ha-keim ke-e-nidrahu. Ha-keim is ke-e-nidra. So that's what the Gemara says. Maybe She'ela, which works by a Nether, which should work by a Kiyum also. Keep reading the Gemara now for a minute. Im Tim Salam Ar Yesh She'ela B'Hakim. And even if you want to say it does work, there is She'ela when it comes to the Kiyum HaNeder, meaning the father could go after his Mekayimit and get it undone, and then we'll be back to the stage of possibility of Hafara. Yesh She'ela B'Hafer. Oh, ain't She'ela B'Hafer. What about the opposite? What about if he's made for the Nether? He gets rid of it, can he be Shoel on that? So on this, the Ran adds, Hafara really has nothing to do with a Nether. That's the opposite of a Nether. It's getting rid of a Nether. So why should She'ela work by Hafara? So the Ran says it's just based on the fact that there's a hekesh between Hakama and Hafara. Really, She'ela shouldn't work by Hafara. It only makes sense to work by Hakama, which is kind of a quasi-Nether. You're being Mekayim, the promise that was made, the Nether that was made. But really, per se, Hafara should not be subject to She'ela, but because later on we have a hekesh between Hakama and Hafara, therefore, Mishum Da'afara V'Hakama Iskish Lahadadi, as it says later on, Yishayi Kemen V'Yishayi Firenu, that's why the Gemara has this possibility that maybe She'ela could even be done by Hafara as well. So that is the Ran's way of reading the Gemara, whether there's She'ela by Hakama or not. The Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo here, we haven't mentioned him in a long time, he notes, what's the other tzad in the first suffix? Is there She'ela b'Hakama or not? So on the one hand, you might say Hakama is like a quasi-neder, and therefore She'ela should work. What's the other tzad? So it's not a quasi-neder. If you're Mekayim, it's something totally different. What makes it not related to a neder? I mean, because you're not saying it yourself. The husband's just affirming the previous person's neder. Maybe. For some Zalman things, it's even deeper. Because She'ela, the root of She'ela, is based on the pasuk of Lo Yachal Dvaro. Gemara says that he cannot be Mechalel his own words. Hu en umiyachel aval acherim miyachlin lo. Other people could be miyachel, could get rid of his nether. So you see lo yachel, that she'ela is a function of lo yachel dvaro. The husband or the father can never violate lo yachel. Lo yachel is not shayach to them. And if she'ela is a function of lo yachel, that's where Shlomo Zalman says is the other tzad of the suffix. That's why it might not work. On the one hand, it's a quasi nether. On the other hand, she'ela is a function of lo yachel dvaro, and lo yachel dvaro only applies to the noderes herself, and not to the father or to the husband. Yeah.
And you violate, then you violate
Bayachal. According to that Rambam, you don't have to make a neder to violate Bayachal. But I guess it's in the... So maybe according to him, it wouldn't work. Because according to him, you see there that there could be a person who can ask for She'ela. Well, there, let's say if I make a neder against you, could you go ask for She'ela?
That's what I'm saying.
Right, you can't go ask for She'ela. Or you can, so it works well. Meaning only a person who is subject to Lo Yachal could get She'ela. That Rambam works well, because according to the Rambam, you can get Malkus, but you can't do She'ela because of my Bal Yach. Okay. There is, though, a major Machlokus here. Very fascinating Machlokus. The Ran here said, go back to the Ran. The Ran said, if I'm a Kayim on Tuesday, could I then do She'ela on Thursday and then be made for it? Does it have to be the same day? So the Ran says, of course it does. Of course it has to be the same day. Why? Look at the Ron again. Six wide line. Im kiyem haneder v'nishal bo bayom al ha-hekim. If I make him it on Tuesday, and then I'm shoal on Tuesday, he must be mefer bo bayom alo. Can I then go back and be mefer? But let's say if it's the next day, aval lamachar pshita de lamatzi mefer de lo gara mishtika. It's no worse than being quiet. Tuesday, I'm making the nether. So on Thursday, I do she'ela, get rid of the hakam of Tuesday. So what happened on Tuesday? Nothing. I was quiet on Tuesday. Right? I didn't know anything. So shtika is like a kiyum. Yet he wasn't made for it. So what that you did she'ela on your kiyum, says the Ram, it has to be the same day. Because if it wasn't the same day, so you're at least during the day still, you got rid of the previous hakama, you still have an hour to be made for. That's the Shita of the Ran, and that's the Shita of the Rashba, and other Rishonim. That the whole Gemara of the possibility of doing She'ela on your Hakama is only on the same day. Because if not, it's no worse than Shtika, quiet, and you wouldn't be able to have any power. Why should, if you did Tuesday, you did Hakama, and then Thursday you did Hafara, Thursday you did She'ela, you could do Hafara on Thursday. That makes sense? It's 2 days later. You heard about the Nether on Tuesday. That's the Shita of the Ran. Who argues? The Tur. The Tur says Beferish, and the Rambam seems to say Beferish against. Let's figure out why. Says the Tur. V'yesh lo daktig, reish lamites, sif memtes. Memtes. V'yesh lo daktig, imzorach lishol b'yom shamo. De'ikal amemer del gar mishtika. On the one hand, you might say like the Ran. It's no worse than being quiet. Again, what's the case? Think of the case. I hear about the nether on Tuesday. I make him the nether. I do kiyam a nether on Tuesday. And then Thursday, I do she'ela. So the Ran says, that doesn't work, because Tuesday you already finished. So fine, you want to say there's no kiyum there? So it's like shtika, quiet, so it still doesn't work. So says the Torah, no, miu nire dekivan she'eno yachel lo hafer. Once you do kiyum, since you cannot do hafara anymore, put into my words, it's as if the clock stops. Stop the clock! You can't do hafara anymore now, because you already did kiyum. When can you do hafara? Only if you have a she'ela. Oh, the clock only starts again after you do she'ela. Havi kimi, look at the Tur compares it, kimi she'eni yodea she'yachal hafer. It's just like someone who doesn't know that he's allowed to be mefer. Let's say I hear my wife's nadar, and I'm mekayim it. And I don't know there's such a thing called she'ela nafara. I don't know. So you know what the halacha is? It's not called a kiyum, because it's as if I don't know, it doesn't count. It's like I didn't hear it that day. Kimi she'eni yodea, she'ein shtikaso kiyum, u'mefer afilu achar kama yamim. That's the Shita of the Tur. I could do a kiyum on a Tuesday, I could do she'ela on that kiyum on Thursday, and then do hafara on that day on Thursday. That's the Shita of the Tur. It's in the Beis Yosef. It sounds like the Rambam says this too. He doesn't explain it, but where does it sound like the Rambam says it? I'll read you the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hamakayim nidre ishto obito v'nicham, and he feels bad about it, hareze nishal l'chacham, you could go to a chacham, u'matir lo hakamaso, and you can matir lo hakama, v'chozer u'mefer lo bobayom. And then you can do hafara on that day. So it only says on that day at the end. It sounds like that day is going on the last two stages. The stage of she'ela and hafara. But the kiyum could have been 3 days earlier. So what's the amazing? What does the Torah say? It's as if, why is it better than shtika? It's as if you didn't know about it. Because you couldn't be made for the nether after that kama, the clock stops, and therefore you can pick it up a few days later when you do she'ela. And the Radvaz on that Rambam says, I know what the Torah is talking about. I know what the Rambam is talking about. Why does the clock stop? If you didn't know the halacha, that's one thing. Not knowing the halacha is different than doing giyum. Can't compare the two cases. Bishlo maybe she'ini odeya onesu. He's an ones. Umay havo elamevid. So then you can say the clock stops. It's as if you didn't hear about it today. Aval hamekayim have le lemezel bo bayom. You should have gone today to the chacham to have she'ela, to have afara. That's it. V'kivet delo azal harezakiyim. So therefore, says the Radvaz, I don't understand why the Tur, he doesn't pick up that the Rambam, I don't know if he thinks that the Rambam says it, but he's misopic about the Rambam, but the Tur says it beforish. Either way, this is a machlokes rishonim between the Ran and the Tur and possibly the Rambam. That is the Ran. The question is, could you compare it to a case where you don't know that you can do afar? Okay. The Gemara asks, could you she'ela on kiyum? Could you do she'ela on shtika? What happens if Tuesday, again, we're picking Tuesday this week, Tuesday I heard the neder, I didn't do anything. Shtika. He said, what's the halacha? Halacha is that the nether is good. And then can I do she'ela on the shtika? Is that possible? Yeah? Can you, well, I'm sure, well, shtika, the Gemara says, it's key. It's like considered like a kiyum.
I was silent,
and if I would have realized, you know, that my wife, I wouldn't have been silent. I would have been mefer. It's an implicit hakama, yeah. So could you be shoal on an implicit hakama? Why could you only be shoal on an explicit hakama? Oh, so that's the question. Can you? So the Ran assumes, the Ran that we just read, the Ran assumes no. Of course, what does the Ran say? If you did she'ela on Thursday, it doesn't work for Tuesday. Why? Because it's no worse than shtika. So don't do she'ela on shtika. Sounds like you can't. The Ran assumes you can't. You can't do she'ela on shtika. The question is, why not? The Rishash here says, why not? Rishash says, look at the Torah. The Torah's lashon is, what's the Torah's lashon? Ubanias daiti, madu alo, kima lakas of omer, hekim osa ki hecherish la. The Torah says it calls it beforish. Torah calls shtika kiyum. So therefore, haritibitam hakama kasi, vahakama gufa mahani she'ela. So that's the Rishash's kashi, doesn't answer it. So that for that we need the achronim. Says the Afikayam. The Afikayam, and then we get to the Stipler. The Afikayam just has one line. He says, you know why? Because Hafara, he doesn't say the whole answer. We've got to work it out a little more. The Hafara only works on the day that you heard about it. So you can't get out of the fact that the day that you heard about it passed. You can't get out of that fact. I guess you have to add, when you show Elana Hakama, let's say like the tour says, then you can stop the clock. Stop the clock after your Hakama, because now you can't be Mefer anymore today. But what about by Shtika? By Shtika, the day finished. So you want to be showing on your Shtika, but it's still not that day. And the only time you can do it is be Yom Shamo. So I'm sorry, says, you want to, fine, says the Afikayam, in Chelik Alef Simen Yuzayin. Fine, I'll tell you that you can be showing on the Shtika. It doesn't help you, though. It doesn't help you, because you still have not fulfilled to have your Hafara be Yom Shamo. That's the Afikayam's pshat. The Stipler, though, says, similar to what both of you were suggesting. The Stipler says, there's a Stipler, this sugya, if you have one at home. Simin Lamites. Simin Lamites in the Stipler. It says the Stipler, V'nira Pashut, Dolo Shayach Klal Inyan She'ela B'Shtika. It's not Shayach to talk about She'ela B'Shtika, not just because of a technical problem, like the Afikayam says, because, fine, you can do it, but it's still the day's finished. No, deeper. Kiva Taha Hakim Na'aseh Mimela Bilo Shub Ulas Habal. Since the Baal is not active, it doesn't do anything, V'yafilu Machshava V'kavana L'Hakim Ein Tzarech, it doesn't do anything. Just be quiet. Umash Madafilu Ne'ena, right? So it doesn't work. You can't be shoal on something that happens by Mela. He says even later on, we're going to have a Gemara later on that explains that what do you do if your wife takes a neder on Shabbos? You're not supposed to be made for Nedarim on Shabbos. But it's Yom Shamo. So the Gemara has a problem. What are you supposed to do? So look, what do you see from there? Even in a Shtika Bal Karcha, why don't you just do Shayla afterwards? Don't worry about it. No, you see, you can't do it. Why not? Now he explains it. Why? Because she'ela makes what you did be considered, it was a mistake. It was an anus. And we have a principle, anus, it's as if you didn't do it. You didn't have erba ones, don't worry about it, it's as if it didn't happen. As if it didn't happen. So you could say that about a hakama. You did something, it's as if it didn't happen, Chazal say. That's how She'ela works. But if you didn't do something, we don't say, this is a big topic, but generally we don't say ones, commanda ovid. We don't say ones, it's as if you did the maisa. If you do that, okay, in some hashkafic way, Hashem could give you the credit. You're on your way to do a mitzvah, you didn't get to do it. Or you want to, you don't have enough money to buy an esrei. Okay, it's as if you did it. It's not mamash, as if you did it. You get some points in Shemayim for it. But it's not as if you did it. Like, if you get an esrog later that day, you're going to have to do it again. It's not as if you did it. So you don't say, you only say ones wipes out a maisa. Right? But it's very hard to say an ones is as if you did a maisa. We spoke about this when we discussed ein ones baget in the beginning of Maseches Ksubos. So, says the Stipler, Hachana Mishtika, Kivan de Beloshim Maisa Habal, U Beloshim Kavanasa Hukamaneder, Mayolze Shayatoa Mishtikaso. Okay, my quiet was mistaken. So what? I still didn't do the hafara. So hafara lo haisa baba yom. Umemela kam haneder. Okay, that is his discussion. And then, good. Then we'll get back to the stifler in another minute when we discuss the other aspect. Yeah.
Why can't you be made for neder on Shabbos?
Oh, we're going to get to that later. We're going to get to that later. Why can't you be made for neder on Shabbos? What? Is it today? I don't know. It's not today. It's not today. Do you say, well, we should have just finished the lach of Soser? Are you destroying?
No. You can't make a neder. You can't be made for neder, but you're allowed to make a neder.
Can you? Well, you can't make another any day of the week.
No,
right, right. You're not supposed to.
Right,
right. Okay, we're going to get to that. Well, we're talking about a bit of a situation here. You already made it. The nether is chal, for sure. It's chal. Okay. That is part one. Part one about the Eishel Bahakim or Yeshel Bahakim. Then we have, again, let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara had the Shiloh, the two Svekas. Number one, can you do She'elo on a Hakama, on a Kiyama Neder? And then the Gemara says, even if you want to say you can you do it on the Hafara? On the, can you be Shoel on Hafara? So the Ran understood that as, the question being, you're right, per se, Hafara has no Shaychus to being a neder, and therefore you shouldn't be able to do she'ela on the hafara, but because there's a connection between hakama and hafara, we might say that just like you could be shoel on your hakama, you could be shoel on your hafara. The mefaresh, let's look at the mefaresh. The mefaresh really is three pshatim of what the second suffix is. We're just going to do the second one. The first one is like the Ran. Look at the last skinny line in the mefaresh. Inyan acher. Inyan acher. Yesh she'ela bahafer. This is a different pshat of what the second suffix is. Klomar. Imtim salomar yesh she'ela b'hakeim mihavi mufar haneder ba'osa she'ela dahakama de'in sarach lomar lo b'hafaraso o ein she'ela b'hafer delavi mufar elam kei mefer labal o ha'av l'acher she'nishal. The suffix is, suffix number one is there she'ela on hakama? Suffix number two is that she'ela itself considered a hafaras haneder? Because why else would you be getting, want to get out of your kiyum? So do you have to be made for it afterwards, after your shoal and your hakama? Or could you say that the she'ela itself functions as your hafara? That's the suffix of the Gemara. Right? Yesh she'ela behafer. Does the she'ela function as the hafara? Or after the she'ela, does the baal or av have to do the hafara itself? Right? Because he after all went to the chacham to get the she'ela, so maybe that goof is showing, he's already megal his das, that he wants to get rid of the nether. Why is he being shoal anyway? So maybe that goof of functions, let's say it's only 2 minutes before shkia. It's 2 minutes before shkia, he doesn't have time. So he said, okay, if it's going to, big nafkamina. Yeah.
But how far is a unique din to the father and the husband? So
the father is a unique din, so the chacham could be. Chacham could be, right, and you can't be, we're going to get to that soon, can't do it on Aide Shliach. So, I don't know, Shemeh Kaona. Right, he's there. Could she'ela on the hakama back to the original neder, but the woman's not asking for a Torah here, so that would be harder. But it's, I think it's based on, probably based on the Gilui Das, because the Gilui Das is here. Yeah.
If they both go,
but is the woman asking for a? So forget the hakama we discussed. Well, let's mention that again here. Let's mention that again. The Shita Mekubetzes has the third shot. What the suffix is again? The Ran says it's a question about hafara. Number two, the Bafari says this. The Shiva Gubetzi says the suffix is goof for the question that we talked about in the Hakdama yesterday, 2 days ago. And that is, can a woman be shoal on her neder after her husband is mekayim it? That's the question of the Gemara. That's to fit it into the words of the Gemara. But that's the question. We saw that was a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah yesterday. If a husband or a father is making the neder, and then the woman says, oy vey, I'm going to go be shoal on the neder. Does that work? Can she do that? That was a machlokas, if you remember, in Reish Lama Dalet, Sif Chav Gimel. That was a machlokes between Machaber and the Ramah, whether she could do that. Whether she could be Shoel on the neder after. That's good for the question according to the Shibu Kubetzes. We mentioned though that the Maharik quoted in the Ramah there says, but for sure she could be called Shoel after a Shtika. She could be Shoel after a Shtika. She cannot be Shoel after a Hakama. So that same stipler says that Gufa fits into everything that I've just said. Why? Because why does She'ela usually not work? The husband can't be shoal on a shtika, because the shtika is nothing. The shtika doesn't add anything positive. That's exactly why the woman can be shoal after a shtika. Because the shtika didn't add anything to the neder. A shtika is just not using his veto power of hafara. But when he's making it, so that's why there's a machlokas there. So this fits in, says the stifler. He talks about this machlokas also, between Mechab and the Ramam. It fits in according to his viewpoints. So she doesn't have to worry about the hakama, according to the, I think the Shulchan Aruch there is Mekel, yeah? According to the one who says you can be shoal, that she can be shoal after the hakama, that she doesn't have to worry about the hakama. So don't have to worry about it. According to, it's a machlokas, but according to the Mekel sheet, then you don't have to worry about it. Once you get rid of the neder, then there was lomafrey, there was nothing to be makem. So therefore it doesn't, it's okay. Okay. Tashma. So what's the Gemara? The Gemara has that question. Is there she'ela ba'akam? Is there she'ela ba'afara? So Rabbi Yochanan, Nishon al-Hakim, Nishon al-Hafer. So, Bryce quotes, Beforish. not really so much to talk about. Mufurish Brisa. You can do She'ela on your Akama, but not on your Afara. Next question. Boy Rava, or Rabba. Kayim Lechi, Kayim Lechi. Let's say the husband says, or the father says to the woman, it's Mekuyim, says it two times. And then Vinishal Akama Rishona. And then he goes and is Shoel on the first Hakama. Mahu. So what's the din? Meaning, at the time that he did the second Hakama, it was useless. It was useless. He already was making it earlier. He said, it's Mukam. Let's say an hour later, he's Mukam it again. It's meaningless. So do we say, because it was meaningless at the moment, it's gone? It's like saying nothing. And therefore, even later, when the first Hakama disappears and undermined, the second one can't be Choser V'Neir, it can't come and do something now. Right, similar to what we said yesterday. Yesterday we had a line that said, remember the answer to the Karen Oris Kasha. We quoted that, how do you know if, right, the Gemara said, if one of them is made for the nether without the other one, what does it do? Does it cut it totally? Does it weaken everything? So the Karen Oris says, maybe it does nothing. So the Sukkah's David answered the question yesterday. No, you can't, if words accomplish something later, then it must be that it accomplishes something right away. Right, so that was the discussion that we had yesterday. So here the Gemara is asking, if it doesn't accomplish anything, B'shaito, so then, is it in limbo and it's waiting to be chal, or do you say no? It's meaningless and it falls away. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Tashma, the Gemara answers. Dama Rava, something we had all the way back on Daf Yud Ches. Im nishal al harishona shniyah chal alav. Let's say somebody makes a shvua. I swear I will not eat that cookie. And then you say again, I swear I will not eat that cookie. Right. So two. So the second shvua is in chal. Because that's nishma levatel as a mitzvah. Now you have a mitzvah to be mekayim the first shvuah, and the second shvuah is not chal. You're already mushma v'yomei on this cookie, and then later on you get out of your first shvuah. So is the second shvuah chal? So the Gemara says yes. The Gemara said yes. The second shvuah is chal. So too the Gemara is comparing the first hakama. The second hakama is going to be chal once you get out of the first hakama. That's the comparison the Gemara has. Ask the Karen Orah, another Karen Orah, a bomb kasha. Says the Karen Orah, what's the question of the Gemara? So you have two Hakamas, and then you be Shoel, you go to a Chacham, to be Shoel on your first Hakama. What's She'ela based on? What's She'ela based on? If I would have known about this Nadar, I would never have been making it. So, how could the second Hakama stand? How could you ever have getting out of the first Hakama without the second? If you have a Charata or a Pesach on the Hakama, so immediately you're saying you don't want the Nadar, so how could the second Hakama stand? You're basically being Shoel on both of them. Right, even though you're only designating one, but how could you have still, if you have charata, then the charata should work for all your akamas. So what do you mean you're only getting out of the first one and not the second one? The Karen Oris Kasha, how can you have that? How can you have a mitzius? Yish l'daktik, ha-she'ela, what's she'ela based on? Pesach v'charata. V'kiva d'nichalei ba'akam ha-shniyah, if you're still happy that the akam ha-shniyah is there, then memelo, you're not really having charata on the first one. So mimanavshach. Imkein heichi shaychi charata barishona, d'nichalei ba'akama. Keep it to Hakim Shanis. He says, fine, by the Shvua. It's a different kind of halacha. It's two separate Shvuas, and you get out of the first Shvua, and the second Shvua was still Usr, just didn't, there was no Malkus for it, but here it's all based on Pesach and Charata. So how do you ever have Hakama of just, how can you ever get out of the first Hakama and not out of the second Hakama? That's the Karen Oris Kasha. He doesn't answer it. So we have to answer it. So the Shalmei Nedarim comes to the rescue. It says the Shalmei Nedarim, what's the answer? Maybe you took the first neder when you were really angry. Bekas. And then the second hakama you did benachas. B'sheket b'shalva. So now there's different circumstances. So the chacham could say you took that when you were really angry. Did you really mean that? You were very angry. Can we assume that you weren't in your proper frame of mind? Yeah, you could assume that. That has nothing to do with the second hakama. The second hakama was done when he was benachas, when he was calm. So that's a way, that's a hechitimsi to get out of the first hakama, even without getting it out of the second hakama. That's the Karen Oris Kasha and the Shalmei Nedarim's answer. Okay, so that was two questions we discussed. Third question to discuss of the day, third of four. I think there were four questions in today's daf. Boy Rava, next, second to last line. Keyim lechi, umufer lechi, v'lo seichal hakama elam keichal hafara. Mahu. What if the husband says this? The husband wants to get into Shas, so he comes up with this case, and he says, I'm a Kayim your Neder, and I'm a Mefer your Neder, and my Kiyim shouldn't work unless my Hafara works. So let's take all of those sentences. So let's take two simpler cases for a minute that the Rishonim bring up. If he would have just said, Kayim Lechi Umufer Lechi, without the second phrase, without the second line, what would have been the halacha? If I say, it's Mekuyim and it's Mufar, what would be the halacha then? Then it's Mekuyim. Because look, it's mekuyam. So you just said it's mekuyam. So it's finished. You can't be made for it anymore. So if you would have just said the first line here, it would be mekuyam. Kayim lechi, umufer lechi. Then we just forget your second phrase. You said kayim lechi. That's what the Rush says here. Look at the third to last line of the Rush. Says the Rush. Vadai. Im amar kayim lechi, umufer lechi. If you said it's mekuyam and it's mufar, velo amar lo tachal hakama lo gaitachal hafar. You didn't say that whole second line, which we'll talk about. Pshita dechal hakama. Sha'amar mitchila. That's pasha, then it works as a hakama, because you said it's mekuyam. V'shuv lo tachal hafara. You can't be made for it after you were making it. V'yafilu Rabbi Yossi, and even according to Rabbi Yossi, we're going to talk about it on the base. Fine. But that's if you had said just the first line. Kayim lechi, umufer lechi, that it would surely be just a hakama. What if you had said kayim lechi, mufer lechi, without the vav in between? Here you said kayim lechi, umufer lechi. You would have just said kayim lechi, mufer lechi. So then the Rashba says, then it would be mufer. You know why? Because that is a chazara tocha de dibur. Maybe you made a mistake. He said, kayim lechi, mufer lechi. It's not and. And means you wanted to say both things. The first thing went first. But if you just said, kayim lechi, mufer lechi, so then the Rashba says, it's the hafara would work. That's what he says. Sugya that comes up later on. So that is two other things that the Gemara doesn't talk about. If you would have just said kayim lechi mufer lechi, so then it's kiyum. Kayim lechi mufer lechi, then it's hafara. But now what do you do here? Now we have a shaila. If you would say kayim lechi umufer lechi, and then you add, and my hakama shouldn't work unless my hafara works. So we're going to go with the pshat of the Ran. So the Ran says, what's the question of the Gemara? Mahu, what's the question? The hakama for sure does not work. It's for sure not a hakama. Why? Because you made it tanai. What do you say? My hakama should only work if my hafara works. So the hakama is never going to work unless the hafara works, and you were made for the hakama. Right? You can't be making it after you were made for it. So there's no question the hakama does not work here. That's not the Gemara Shaila. The Shaila is it a hafara, if you use this strange lashon? Meaning, do we say that you mentioned the hakama and hafara together? So maybe, just like you made the hakama tali on the hafara, maybe you want the hafara to be tali on the hakama. You didn't say that explicitly, but that's the side, one side of the suffix of the Gemara. You said hakama and hafara, but maybe you really mean they both should be tali on each other, and it's nothing, and you wipe everything out. Is that what you meant? Or do we say that no, that explicitly you only made a tnai on the hakama. Your hakama should only work if there was a hafara, but you didn't say the other way. So maybe the hafara should be a hafara. It should be a hafara, period. So that's the shaila of the Gemara. Is it a hafara? Or do we say that the hafara was also talui on the hakama? That's the question of the Gemara. But even before we turn over the Amud, Kasha, another Kasha of the Karen Ora. This one is on Daf Ayin Beis. We had back in Maseches Ksubis the following principle on Daf Ayin Dalad. Kol milsa de lesa b'shlichus lesa b'tznai. Remember that principle? Anything that you can't make a shliach for, you can't make a tznai on. For example, chalitza. Chalitza you can't do through a shliach, and therefore you can't make a tznai. Marriage, you can make a tznai on, you can make a shliach on. Shliach the kedushin. Gerushin, you can make a tznai, you can make a shliach on, right? There's different rules. So shlichus and tznai always go together. So the Karen Ora asks, how can you make a tznai on your hakama or hafara? We're going to learn later on, you can't do it through a shliach. You can't be mefer or makim. The husband and or the father cannot be makim or mefer through a shliach. That's the kasha of the Karen Ora. Again, he does not answer the question. He just says, I don't understand it. It's against that rule in Maseches Ksubis. V'yesh lo daktek, v'tznayu zev, v'lo mahani, b'milsa d'letza de shliach. V'yesh lo mar dinar, no, he does answer it. The nadarim shiny. Nadarim are different, whatever that means. Doesn't say, he doesn't explain it. He says, the nadarim shiny. So how exactly do you get out of this problem? It's a rule breaker. So it's a rule breaker. So why is it a rule breaker? Oh, so comes along Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashas. The Grach HaLashas in Simin Reish Gimel. So he doesn't cross-reference to his other piece, but first he says here, he asks this kasha, how can you make a tznai on a hakama and a hafara if it can't be done through a shliach? So says Reb Chaim, when we have a tznai by a neder, that's not a regular tznai in the world of tznaim. You don't learn those tznaim from Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvein when you make a tznai and a neder. You know how a tznai and a neder works? A tznai and a neder works that if you don't fulfill your tznai, so then it's called a neder b'taus. And therefore that's batal. But it's not a regular dine tznai that you'd say it's the world of shlichus and tznai go together. It's not. Whenever you make a neder or a hatara or a hafara with a condition, The Gemara never links that, says Reb Chaim, to Tanai b'nei Gadim b'nei Ruvain, to all those rules of Tanai Kafol and Tanai Kodim L'maisa, all those cases. So it doesn't really mean Tanai in those cases. Umashinira hu bazeh. The dinei Tanai b'nei Daramu b'shvu is lav mitnei Gadim b'nei Ruvain yalfinan. Dahazamu di isa klat chomas the lesser b'shvu lesser b'tanai. Avamat demoel Tanai b'nei Darim. Why does it work? Mishumakra, because the pasuk says specifically by Nedarim. Ha'adam b'shvua prat la'onus b'shogeg. So therefore, if you come out that you can make a tanai that you didn't want to take a shvu in this case, so you didn't fulfill the pasuk by neder, but it's not a really a din of regular tanai. That's in the Grach HaLashas in Simen Reish Gimel. He doesn't cross-reference this to the other piece in Reb Chaim elsewhere. Let me just finish it. And that is based on Tosfos there in Ksubas Ayin Dalet. Then Tosfos says, what's the svara? What's the svara for shlichus and tanai go together? So Tosfos there basically says one word, bailus. What's bailus? You can only make a shliach on something that you're the bailum on this act. If you're the bailum on this act and you have power to make a shliach, you have power to make a tznai. That's what I mean. It's not just a gzeres akasif. Komas is less of a shliach, is less of a tznai. It's a din of bailus. That's how Reb Chaim explains the Tosfos. So one could suggest, along the lines of what he's saying here, when in all the other cases where you can't make a shliach, is because you have a lack of bailus there. And that's why you can't make a tznai. Because you're not a bailum on this act. By hataras adarim and hataras adarim, for sure they're the bailum. For sure, the father and the husband of the Bailim. They're the ones that are in control. They can be made for a make him. So the fact that, as you see, so therefore they can make a tznai. They can't make a shliach, okay, it's for a different reason, but it's not because they're not a Bailim. So that's why it's a totally different reason, different world. You can't apply that principle, less of a shliach, less of a tznai, to here, because possibly they are a Bailim, and for other technical reasons, that's why they can't make a shliach. Yeah. That's what you're going to mention.
It's an indicator of Bailus, not
exactly. Shliach is not a cause of the tznai. It's not because shliach and tznai. They're both indicators of bailus. And therefore, if you have bailus in a case, it could be that one of the things isn't going to work, but not because that you're not a bailum. Okay, that fits well with Reb Chaim's own answer in this context to the Karen Oris Kasha. Okay, so again, what was the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question was, if a husband goes to his wife and says, it's Mekuyim, and it's Mufar, and the Hakama shouldn't work unless there's Hafara. So the Ran says, the Hakama for sure does not work. What about the Hafara? What did you mean to be, say the Hafara is also conditional or not? So the Gemara says, Tashma. So a Braisa, Miplukta, Rebbe Rabbi Yossi. Again, a Braisa that we quoted once earlier in the Masechta. The Zan, actually. The Mishnah says the Masechta is Temura. Harezi Temuras Ola Temura Shlamim. I go over to an animal, and I say, Rashi there in Temura says, this is the case. I have an Olin and Shlamim behind me. I have my good old Olin Shlamim. And then I go over to another third animal, and I'm about to violate Temura. What does Temura mean? I want to substitute, I want to switch the Kedusha of a carbon onto another animal. What's the halacha? Number one, it's an Aveira. You're not allowed to do that. Number two, both animals are Kadosh. That's the halacha by Temura, which hopefully we'll talk about soon more. So I go over to the animal, and I say to this animal, this is Temura's Ola Temura Shlamim. That's the halacha I use. So what's the halacha? So, harezu tmuras ola, Debra Rabbi Meir. Meir says, it's a tmuras ola, meaning you go by tfos, lush, and rishon. That's the first thing you said, so this animal gets kedushas ola, period. It's not a shlamim. And therefore, the bailam cannot benefit, right? It's a kulo hukar val gabi amazbech. Rabbi Yossi omer, no, Rabbi Yossi says, no. If we ask him afterwards, Rabbi Yossi says, we ask him, what do you mean by saying that? So, im lakachnes kami mitzchila, if you really meant that it should be half and half, how do you give a carbon half and half, his front and his back? No. You let it get a mum, and then you sell it, and you bring with half the money an ola and half the money a shlamim. So if he says he meant that originally, he just can't, we're not like Hashem. We can't say two things at the same time. Right? We can't say zachar v'sham v'di berechod. Right? We have to say one after another. Hovi yefshel l'kosh neishem was ke'echad v'rav kayamin. So we believe him. We believe that he meant both. So what do you see? This is the raya. You see that if somebody says one thing, one after another, lav dafka, that they're dependent on each other, maybe he meant both things. So here too, you meant hakama and hafara when you made that first phrase. It's just that you ruined your hakama with your second phrase. So throw the hakama out, but the hafara is still good. And that's why we assume it would be a good hafara in our case. And even Rabbi Meir, who says over there you go by Lashon Rishon is only because you didn't have a type of second line like you have in our case. Remeir only says there because you didn't have that second type of line. But in our case, but if it was a similar case to us, where you'd have a second line which knocks out part of your statement, Remeir also admit lie that the hafara would be good. So even everybody would agree in our case that there would be a good hafara. Okay, that's how the Rana reads the Gemara, and that's how we're going to explain it. Period. Let's talk about Tmura for a minute. So there is a machlokas Rishonim between most Rishonim and the Bahag. Most Rishonim and the Bahag. Most Rishonim count two separate mitzvahs. Right, a los asay and an asay. The Rambam, the Chinuch, they all count a los asay. You're not allowed to try to be Mamer. Not allowed to try. You have a carbon here, and you say, I want the kedusha of this carbon to go on the other one. So that's an aveira. So it's a los asay, and also it's an asay. What's the asay? The asay is that this other one's kadosh also. That's the mitzvah asay. So the Rambam counts it, the chinuch counts it, the bahag doesn't count it. Why doesn't he count it? What's the mitzvah asay? You do something. What do you do here? Kedusha is chal mamela because you violated an aveira. That's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that is kadosh. Not a mitzvah. That's why the Bahag doesn't count it. But the Rambam counts dinim as mitzvahs. The Achronim, I saw here, the mitzvahs HaMelech, Rabbi Cement from Chicago, and others say that, no, the Rambam elsewhere, Tumentara, it's a din, that if you're Matami, you did something, it's a mitzvah. No, in Yonim. Right, Rav Rusher Weiss once said, we don't have any, no more, when you have a shir nowadays, you go to the title of shir, it's not mitzvah, it's not, inyanim, be'inyan, we have inyanim today. Right, so it's an inyan. What, is it a mitzvah? It's an inyan. I don't know, it's not a mitzvah, it's not a minhag, it's an inyan. Where does the Shulchan Aruch have inyanim? It's an inyan to do this. What's an inyan? Daraisa, Darabanan, minhag. Those are the three levels we have in halacha. We don't have inyanim. Okay, anyway, so says the mitzvah HaMelech, says the Rambam says a mitzvah aleph, mitzvah says a pei zayin. He counts it. That's one machlokas in Tzemura. But then there's a fascinating sefer achinuch. When the sefer achinuch says the mitzvahs asay, what's the mitzvahs asay? The mitzvahs asay is that there's kedusha on both the animals now. Both the animals. And then he adds on, and therefore, if you violate and don't treat either animal with kedusha, you violate this iser of tamura. What's the chiddush of the chinuch? Only the second animal. What are you talking about? The first animal was a carbon before you started. If you do something wrong with the first animal, you're going to violate tamura? So what do you see from there, says the Brisker Rav. So the Mrs. Amela quotes it. That, let's say you have animal A, and then you try to make animal B into a carbon instead. So now they're both. Even animal A somehow achieves a type of kedushas tamura. Because you're just going to violate me'ila if you don't treat the first animal as a carbon. You're going to violate this mitzvah of tamura. That's the chiddush of the Sefer HaChinuch. You have to say that somehow when you create this tamura animal, even the first animal is affected somehow. Tremendous chiddush. You might say the first animal is the same, the second animal is affected. But it's meduyik in the Sefer HaChinuch that no, even the first animal somehow is affected, which relates to a big chakira of the Achronim, and then we'll move on, by tamura. So what happens? I have one animal, and now the second animal becomes kadosh as well. Where did that kedusha come from? Is that kedusha ultimately an outgrowth of the original hakdasha? The original hakdasha of animal A? Or is it a new type of hakdasha right now, balkarchi? I'm not trying. It's a hakdasha of this animal, but the other animal doesn't lose it. So is the hakdasha of the new tamur animal from the original one or from the new one? So the Brisker Rav sounds like it's from the new one. Because you see, even the first one is affected somehow. That's a tremendous chiddush. But that is... Again, there's a lot of discussions in Tmura, but that is just one har that we can mention. Weiter. Boy Rabbah, something to look forward to. Tmura. Baruch Hashem. Boy Rabbah. Kiyem, a fourth question for today. Kiyem umufer lechem bas achas ma'o. Okay, you didn't say any strange second line. You go over to your wife and say, or your daughter, kiyem umufer lechi bas achas. You should have kiyem and afara at the same moment. So ma'o, what's the halacha then? So the Gemara says, Tashma, Tiyama Rabba, we have a principle from Masechas Kedushin. Let's say you go over to two sisters, and you say, Hare Aten Mekudeshes Li. And you give them both prutas at the same exact moment. What's the halacha? You're married to neither. Neither. Why? Because the principle is, anything you cannot do one after another, you can't do at the same moment. So because you cannot marry two sisters one after another, because once you marry to one, the second one's off limits, right? Achos ishto. Anything that you cannot do one after another, if you try to do them at the same moment, then the whole thing is batel. So to here, you try to do afar and akam at the same moment, both things is batel, and it's as if nothing happened. That's what the Hadaran interprets the Gemara. Yeah. Can you do, so you can marry one sister before the other sister. You can marry one sister before the other sister. Right? So you can do, but once you do one, you cannot do the other one. Right? The problem is the sheet of the Rambam. Yeah.
But didn't we start off the whole day by saying you can do afar right after
Akama? No, you have to do she'ela. You have to do she'ela. You can't do afar right after Akama. Oh, the problem is the sheet of the Rambam. So what is this Gemara's Maskana? My Gemara's Maskana is the she'ela. It sounds like, just like you're not married to either woman, so too, Hakama and Afar are both wiped out. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam says, and therefore, the Rambam passing this way, if you try to do she'ela and Akama at the same time, it's a good Hakama. It's a good Hakama. It's a good Hakama. The Gemara just says, what do you mean it's a good Hakama? How can you say it's a good Hakama? That's the problem with the Rambam, and everybody gets in on the action here. Right? Because it sounds like from here that it's nothing. Just like you're not married to either sister, it's not a good Hakama or a Farah. So it's a Shtika. At least it's a Shtika. Right? So that's how the Radvaz interprets the Kesa Misha says it interprets the Rambam. The Rambam really means it's a Shtika, and therefore that's a Hakama. Okay? It doesn't sound that way in the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Chaf Beis, So the Kazimisha says, because of Shtika. They're both knocked out, so maybe that's what the Rama means. That's the Kazimishna. But the Arsamech and others give their answers another Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim on the Rambam here, the Grach al Rambam. Says Reb Chaim, the principle of Kol She'enu B'Zachar Ze'afil B'Basachas Eino, that's only when you can't do it one after another for halachic reasons. For halachic reasons. You marry one sister, then the other sister is off limits to you for halachic reasons. Is it physically possible to marry the other sister? Yeah, you can physically marry her. But halachically is usur. That's the principle. If you can't do it one after another, it doesn't exist at the same time. But what happens if you do hafara first and then hakama? So once you do hafara, well, that's a halachic problem there. What's the problem there? Why can't you do hakama after hafara? Once you do hafara, says Reb Chaim, the nether doesn't exist anymore. You can't do Hakama because there's nothing to do Hakama on. You were made for the net there. It doesn't exist. So that's not the principle of Koshein B'Zechah Zeh, Afil B'Zechah Zeh. That's a Mitzius problem. That's not a Halachic problem. And only a Halachic problem. And that's why we went it the other way. If you do Hakama before Hafara, it works. If you do Hafara before Hakama, so then there's a Mitzius problem. It doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't exist anymore. So that's why it's not going to work. But Hakama before Hafara, Hakama, it does exist. It does exist, and now you try to be hafar, you're not going to be able to do it. That's Reb Chaim's chilek. Achein, mashini yochel l'kayim achar sheheifer, ha'ein zeh mishum de'etzem maisa hafara hu osa zo shalo yuchel l'kayim, ela mishum de'kivin de'hafer batal aneder. V'shuv lesel l'nidra shekemenu. It's not there. There's no nether to be bevatel. Ha de'nipsa hakama ba'atzmos aseres l'hafara, aval hafara ein aseres klal l'hakama. Right, so hakama can be so ser a hafara. But a hafar cannot be oser hakama. That's what he says. Delo shayach hach to chol she'enu b'zerach hazeh afil b'zachas eino, ela heicha shemitzad adin eino b'zerach hazeh. A halachic problem. Aval heicha dezeh she'enu b'zerach hazeh hu rak mishum delo yitzuyer she'yehe b'zerach hazeh. But if it's just there's no mitzius, so then this principle doesn't apply. The problem is, but the Gemara compared it. That's the problem. It doesn't talk about that. The Gemara compares it. So you have to say the Gemara compares it, but not fully. The Gemara compared it, but not fully compared. Okay, but that is the he talks a little bit about it at the end as well. That's the Reb Chaim on the Rambam in Hilchos Adar. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we were able to use the time, even though the lines of Gemara weren't. But it's always everything is always chock full. Okay, we'll stop here.